I'm Chevy, and today on The Daily Shed, we got mail. Hello, friends. It's Friday. Welcome to The Shed. This is a special Friday for me. This is the 60th episode of The Daily Shed. That means I've been at this for 3 months, 12 weeks. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun, they say. And I'm definitely having fun. So this marks the end of what I'm calling season one. Actually, I'm not calling it a season. I'm calling it a skoke. And a skoke is a Germanic word, maybe Latin even, I don't know, that means 60. It actually means 5 dozen, which is what we've done here. We've done 5 dozen weeks. We've actually done a dozen weeks of 5 episodes. But whatever, the math is the same. This is a skoke. This is the end of skoke one. Monday starts skoke two. If you've been watching me since the beginning, you will know that each month, every 20 episodes in the past 60 episodes, I have done minor tweaks to the show. So the show started off, the first 20 episodes were just me trying to figure out what I was doing. Episode 21, I introduced the new intros and outros, started doing the random facts bits, started trying to do targeted content. The third month, or the third 20 episodes, I did brand new in segment, I got rid of the driving thing and did the random fact at the end. Second month, I got rid of the driving and I did the previous day's video, which not one single time did anybody click on that video to see the previous day's video. Canceled that, did the random facts instead. So the show has evolved, and last 20 days I've tried to do more targeted content, and I've tried to do a segment a day. So I had Movie Mondays and all that stuff. I've been working really hard the past couple weeks on what I see as the future of this show. So that starts on Monday with the new skoke will be. And I'm intentionally pronouncing that wrong. It's actually skok, but that just sounds bad to me. So anyway, the Monday will be the beginning of something new here on The Shed, and I'm not sure entirely what it's going to be yet. I've been paying a lot of attention to my analytics data to see what resonates with you guys. And very little of my personal content resonates. Things like the gaming episodes where I do the Battlecast stuff, things like when I talked about Harambe, like current events, that stuff gets a heck of a lot more views. And the reason is I intentionally made those episodes about current topics to see how much traffic I could get from just search. And it turns out I got a lot of traffic from search. And by a lot, I mean like 10 or 12% more on those videos from search than any other method. Still means squat when each episode's only getting 60 or 70 plays to get an episode that has 140 plays is still not very much, but it is a significant bump. So I'm going to stay away from those types of videos in the future. I'm not looking to play the YouTube game in order to artificially bump my numbers, because I'm not here for that. I'm here to talk about whatever's happening in my life, in the world, just whatever comes up, whatever you want to hear about. So next month, I will no longer be doing 20-day redos of this show. I'll be doing them on a quarterly basis. That gives me enough data to really see what's working, what's not. And we're going to rebrand a little bit. I'm going to shoot a new intro this weekend because I think the old intro, I liked it, but it really doesn't tell you anything about this show at all. So I'm going to reshoot a new intro. The outro will be pretty much the same. I'm going to stick with the random facts, but here's something new. You have the opportunity to involve yourself directly with the show now. If you have a random fact that you want to share, shoot a video of it, email it to me, Chevy@thedailyshed.com, and I will put it at the end of the video for the random facts segment. So I've already opened this up on the YouTube community to let any YouTubers shoot a random facts video, and I'll put it on the end. But if you have a random fact that you want to share, get your phone, shoot a video, email it to me, Chevy@thedailyshed.com, and I'll put it at the end of an episode and give you credit, because that's fun. That's fun times. The stuff I've been enjoying the most is communicating with you guys, so I definitely want to keep that up. I had two questions for today. Remember, this used to be by day. That's going away. Friday's still going to be kind of a loose day, but that whole name thing just doesn't, it means nothing. I picked it for alliteration purposes. But I did have two questions. Let me find them. One of them was from Skunk Monkey. Scott, who did the drawing, and the other one I need to put up, asked me, I had the Penguin shirt on yesterday. The Penguins were playing yesterday. He asked me if I was watching the game, if I was a fan. Yes, I am a huge fan of the Penguins, and I watched the game last night, and I was sad. The Penguins are going to win the Stanley Cup, but apparently it's going to take them another game, or maybe two. I don't know. There was another question. Let me find it. Alex Cannon, UK viewer. Hi, Alex. Said, I used to play Tides of Time, Doctor Who. Here we go. Didn't see Portal represented there. Do you know if there was any plans next year? Would you travel out to the UK? And I said I'd save my answer for today's show. I would love to go to the UK. That is like a dream of mine. Portal was not there just because Portal was not there. Things are happening in the company that hopefully will mean a brighter future for Portal Games. I don't know what that's going to mean for me personally, because right now I'm just, I'm a friend who gets paid to help. So I don't know where we're headed, what we're going to be doing. I would love to say that we will hit every regional convention that we can that has X number of attendees or more, but I just don't know. For the chances of me going to the UK, it's fairly slim. We have a lot of people in Poland, and it's much cheaper and easier for them to get there than it is for me to come across the pond. But it is on my list of things to do. The UK is where my family is from the 1600s. Not like anybody I know, but that's a place I've always wanted to go. So, yes, I do want to come to the UK. If you can figure out a way to get somebody to pay me to come to the UK, I will come to the UK any time of the year. I'll come talk about something. Find some conference that'll pay for my travel. So, those are the two questions I wanted to answer on camera. Really, I just want to let you know that next week's going to be a little bit different. But I really, really, really appreciate the past 3 months. You guys have been so amazing. I am extremely grateful for where this show has come. I'm extremely grateful for everything I've received. All the wonderful emails, the wonderful mail, all the comments. You guys are amazing, and I can't wait to see what I can do with the more energy I devote to the show. That being said, next week's episodes will all be recorded in advance because I'm going to be traveling, shooting them all tomorrow. So I will be responding to all your comments, but don't expect for me to talk about my day's events in those episodes, because I won't know. Friday's show I'm going to do from the convention. So it will be a kind of a vlog episode if you're interested in that sort of thing. But guys, I'm loving this. So please, 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 please get the phone out. Shoot yourself with a random fact. You can even use the Google thing. I'm feeling curious if you don't have a random fact. Shoot a video, and I'll put it at the end of an episode. I would really love that. I would really love for you guys to continue commenting, continue supporting me. If everybody who watches shares this video with three friends, then hopefully on Monday we will have twice as many friends in the shed to talk with us. But guess what? We got something in the mail.
What's this? A letter for me.
The first thing we got did not come in the mail. It was drawn by my 11-year-old. It is a picture of me. I don't know how well autofocus is going to get that. It says, "Hello, friends." Alina likes, she loves to draw, and she's actually really, really good at it. So she asked me to hang that up. The second one came from TR Knight. TR has been a friend of mine on Twitter for a long time, a friend from the board gaming community, and he asks questions every week. He leaves comments almost every single video. So let's see what TR Knight sent me. First of all, thank you, TR, before I even open the box. I was not expecting any mail this week. I am getting something cool tomorrow, but I'll share that with you next week. Okay, let's see. TR sends a letter. Oh, man. And a business card. "As a fellow IT professional and game industry freelancer, I empathize with your busy schedule and thus really appreciate what you're doing with the Daily Shed. Thanks for opening the doors of your shed and your life to us." Thank you. Like, seriously. Thank you, guys. Thank you, TR. "During breaks at my day job, I often watch The Daily Shed and your Q&A on Ask Board Games. Portal Games channel. YouTube.com/Portal Games, maybe? Thanks for making the breaks enjoyable and informative. Fill this gift with your favorite tea so we can virtually share a workday beverage break together. Your friend and fan." Aw, TR Knight. Thank you so much, TR. Let's see. Fill it with tea? Is there going to be a... Oh, my. I think it's a mug. Dude. Purple is my favorite color. I don't know if I've told you guys that. How did you know? Taylor University. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, TR. Expect to see this very soon on the show, right here. Let's get rid of this one. I got a purple cup. I'm happy. Thank you so much, TR. You're getting a postcard. Do you guys want a postcard? All you gotta do is send me a letter. You don't have to send me a gift, but if you want to send me a gift, you can do that too. Send me a letter at Chevy... No, gosh. Send me a letter at thedailyshed.com/contact, or you can click the link in the video description. Thank you guys so much for the past 3 months. This has meant the world to me to have you guys along. I cannot wait to see what we can come up with. I will catch you on Monday. Today's random fact comes from autoinsurancecenter.com. How much is an oil change on a Bugatti Veyron? Any guesses? I'll let you guess. You were wrong. While you might think that paying $2,000 for an oil change on a Lamborghini Gallardo is expensive, so the Bugatti doesn't cost $2,000. Fooled ya. That is a drop in the bucket when it comes to servicing a Bugatti. A routine service on a Veyron runs about $21,000. Which means for the cost of an oil change, you could buy a brand new non-exotic car. That is crazy. And I guess if you can afford a Bugatti Veyron, that's also not very much money.